from etc. 1. The hotel you put me up in is shabby. The woman who checked me in, monochromatic. There's an alcove in the back bedroom filled with someone else's dirty laundry, and through the glass windows, the city, the capital, from which all the small-eared rabbits have run away. I pull out the small notebook I've started carrying with me everywhere and write the story of Heinrich Schliemann, the German businessman who discovered the ancient city of Troy. They say that the day after he started digging, all the she-goats came down from the mountain and announced that they would never again allow themselves to be inseminated. The tap water here is oracular. It's a Monday, the fifth or sixth one of the month. I knew a man once who spent 3 years planning on how to propose to his wife and then refused to eat any of the jumbo shrimp at the reception. I make a list of all the prepositional phrases the woman downstairs had used during check-in, the fifth etymology of cicada I've come across since the plane touched down, a few telephone numbers. I study the photos you texted of your mother's house and notice that there's a worn strip of carpet leading from the first bathroom to the second. Sometimes the erotic is like that, endlessly polite but insufferable. 2. Blackened kitchen grout, the small bits of wallpaper that have come loose in the dining room, the boxes of plates stacked up downstairs, the ones the Nazis used during occupation, a false expectation now just barely detectable. Drawers full of plastic wrap, unused bottles of shampoo, mines that for centuries have been filled with expensive talcum powder and tissue, an empty female cavity, 3 bronze horses, desire and its opposite, scaly skin, nomenclature, diplomas, and uncertainty leaking from the radiators, milestones met, a shadow play of sex and grammar that's neither ancient nor modern. Migrants and formica, acid rain and meaningful modes of transportation. You're on the phone. I'm trying to turn on the stove. The gas flame is easy as cold weather, obscene as the one or two words Homer always insisted on leaving in the past tense. 3. I looked up the ferry schedule and bought 2 tickets. We sat in hard plastic seats by the side of the ship. A man in the row in front of us had 2 toddlers who wouldn't sit still until he took off one of his shoes and pretended to throw it overboard. Then they ran to the front of the ship. He took out his laptop and finished reconstructing Proto-Indo-European. They had only been married for a little more than a year, but a few times a week his wife would wait until the kids were in bed and then demand that he duct tape both of her wrists to either side of the fridge. This is the part of the story I had originally planned on calling Hoarfrost. 4. After we had finished fucking, I cracked the window just enough so that I was able to hear the woman in the apartment next door say, "If I'm reading this correctly, and I think I am, then the deal fell through because the curator couldn't remember anything about what it had been like to make a pay phone call in Paris. Some women are like that. They marginalize the source material so they can make the grandiose their own. And then your mother texted you and said something particularly vicious about the neighbor's dog, which was then followed by a story about a movie she saw in either 61 or 62, in which a man is running down a crowded city street and is in such a rush that he doesn't notice when all the non-dairy creamer containers he had been carrying in his front pocket fell out and scattered up and down the street. Who can honestly say they've never been manipulated by a man like that?" 5. Man with a straw hat standing by the side of a narrow dirt road with a woman who might be his first or second wife. No, that's completely wrong. Let me tell you, psychic comes from psychikos, the opposite of which is somatikos. Psyche was the lover of Eros, which is somehow or other always followed by something slightly prematurely turned orange from the New Testament involving a goat or dear St. Paul. Wife, last night in bed, did you hear it? A kind of metallic hum, maybe from the small refrigerator, the one plugged in over by the sofa. Man, the psychological sense of mind doesn't appear until 1910. Wife, whatever it was, it kept me up all night. Man, and then we get libido, which comes into English, untranslated, of course, from Krafft Ebing's Psychopathia Sexualis. In 1909, it was used in Brill's translation of Freud's selected papers on hysteria. Wife, the strawberries are just ripe enough for it. Some winters, yes, they do. They come out of nowhere, like a stutter. 6. Grapes, lawyers, something galloping in the distance, broken funnels, styrofoam coffee cups, a small group of shepherds who haven't eaten in 12 years, the feast day of St. George, 10 sets of bleary eyes, midsummer, a ritual held only in the grasses, 3 a.m., 4 a.m., 6 a.m., the last Delta flight to Rome, the soft lobes of a liver, the speaker's voice, the speaker's claim to a voice, everything Homer ever said about wounds, loose leaf notebook paper stuffed into a desk drawer, 5 hydrants no one has ever thought to use, the walls of your childhood bedroom stripped naked, the walls of the hallway blooming with daisies, nomads, Greek nomads, barley sold only in bulk, the small brown cat in the yard next door, the one they say has a broken tongue, a fire that never lights. When I was a child, all of my cousins used to say that I was the one who was always greediest for fish eggs. It's been ages, ages and ages of burnt toast, fresh semen, and the plums someone brought home from the market and dared to freeze.